Lamed Aleph Yuvamos, three for sure in Yuvamos, Hey Kislev, Hey Toshim Lanvav, November 9th, 1975. Continued.
But then the Adam Mitzvah, generally, is the Yichel Yishish Mekores. So that means that there is a general principle and message, Yichel Yishish Mekores, but the Maskon of the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara says, Robo Ma, Elva Gufali Tzorichko. That's the other Kash. All right. Now, would come on. So that's the second kash the thesis raises against Rashi. Void maskinim shum mokim nesed yichalei shem korech mash mafru v'hachsham mitzvah. Would come on the porich hachsham mitzvah typically mehosok the pirush akuntres typically mehosok nikmedav leidoche elavada yahudi mikdosh es lemeima hobal medoche afu lo yachsham mitzvah. V'yein ze diuk, the diuk moligufe yistrich. Mishum de bikibut ya ufino de baal medoche is tach lumich tov gabi migdo zheloi doche. So the other kash against Rashi that we already answered that kash when we went over the Rashi. So Rashi from Rashi here at the beginning when the Gemara says elu mishum dikel mifrach malana shech sham mitzvei tepiyas the maskon of the Gemara is that the posik of kul chayim shmer kul chayim vachvidi has reference to shechit li basheli. So here we have a gilakho that only kibudav is not the yichalishim b'koris, but any other essay is the yichalishim b'koris. And then Rashi further, so Rashi says typically in the discussion of being b'samigdosh, the Gemara says typically also mishim evol v'tero di be'achshamitzvah u'b'lidoche lo melimed al michta fochash apsiyis lishmeru el olav. So typically also mishim evol v'tero di achshamitzvah u'b'lidoche. It's not the Yichel. Lomu lilimeda alimich tavoche eshapsis et ishmeru. So how does Rashi say that lo yidoche, on the contrary, according to the Rashi before, so it is the Yichel. It is the Yichel. It is the Yichel. So Rashi says to himself. Now, so we already answered that Kashi. So we said that Rashi also operates with the longest of cases. That by kibudav, it's not the Gufa Mitzvah, it's not the Ibne. But Rashi says as follows, Elo Mishum Diikele Mifrach, Mala Hanoch Shechinach Sham Mitzvah. In other words, true, that the Posi, Kovshev Shav Sheizat Ishmeru, Kulchen Chayovim Bichveidi, Bichon Bichveidi, has reference to Shechit Li Bashel. And the Torah here he tells us, the days of Kibudavim is not Deiche, the Leisese of Kores, of Shchitli Basheili. So what does it mean? That any mitzvah that is analogous to Kibudav, it's not that there is an intrinsic, a relative weakness, a inferiority in the mitzvah of Kibudav as against all the other mitzvahs. Why is it on the contrary? We say Yishva Kosuf, Kvedi Shalavein, Lichvedi Shalmokin, Somonepshech, if any other mitzvah, if generally speaking, any mitzvah, is deiche leishim kores, why should kibudav ein be inferior? So according, so it's not that Rashi's pshat is, it's especially zeras hakosuf, kibudav ein is not deiche, only kibudav ein, but any mitzvah other than kibudav ein is deiche. Why should there be such a zeras hakosuf? Oh, I think there is, we can't ask any questions. But generally speaking, Kibudav Eim is certainly not inferior vis-a-vis other mitzvahs. If it is different, so it can be superior because of Yishva Kosuf, not inferior. So the according to Rashi, the pshat in the Gemara is, that Gemara is saying, Einoch name with the posik of Shapsis et Ishmeru kol chayom bichveidi has reference to Shechit li Basheil. And the Torah herein tells us that Kibud Aveim is not deiche Shechit li Basheil. At least it should be chorus. Kibud Aveim is not deiche, and any mitzvah that is analogous to Kibud Aveim is not deiche. Because Kibud Aveim, on one hand, it has a maile, the maile of Kibud Aveim, an adifes. The adifes of Kibud Aveim manifests in the fact that it's an imperative. There is no other alternative. When the father tells him, Shechit li basheli, let's see, it's not Shabbos. It's a weekday. So he has no other choice. He has to do that and nothing else. So that's the adifes of the mitzvah kimlamei. It's a must, it's an imperative. There is no alternative. On the other hand, there is a greyese. There is a relative weakness in kibud avei, because it's not the conforming to the directive of the father does not constitute the gufa mitzvah, only a hechsha mitzvah, a means to an end. But it's a hechsha mitzvah to something that is imperative. It's a hechsha mitzvah kiyumis, not a hechsha mitzvah kiyumis, but it's only a hechsha mitzvah. So we learn out from this pasuk that any mitzvah analogous to kibud avei, even though it's an imperative, but if it's not beidne, it's not deiche. It's not deiche. It's not deiche. But even though it's an imperative, mashenke in a mitzvah that constitutes the gufa mitzvah, that is beidne, is deiche. If it is an imperative. But Yidden, you couldn't learn out Yidden from it, because Yidden too is the gufa mitzvah, but it's not an imperative, he has an alternative, he can be chelitz. So Mimele, according to Rashi, we do learn out from that any mitzvah, even though it's a hechsha mitzvah chiyuvis, but if it's only a hechsha mitzvah, it's not a gufa mitzvah, only hechsha to a mitzvah chiyuvis is not deiche. And the according to Rashi, so being with Amikdosh, even the act of being itself, of putting up the layers of stones one on top of the other, is not considered as a gufa mitzvah. It's only considered as a hechsha mitzvah. It's only considered as a hechsha mitzvah, not a gufa mitzvah. Why? Because according to Rashi, the mitzvah does not consist in the actual building, but it consists in having a bisa mikdosh. The Rambam says that this mitzvah vosel mikdosh implies not only an obligation to build. Let's say someone knows how to build, he's an architect. He knows how to build, he's a builder, he's an architect. So he's mechuyev to participate in the building. Somebody who doesn't know the first thing about building. All he can do, if he participates in the building, he can spoil it. So, but he can give money. He can prevail upon others that they should build. So he's mechuyev to do that too. So in other words, so you can't say the mitzvah is to prevail upon others, the mitzvah is to put layers of stones one on top of the other, the mitzvah is to give money. So the answer is, there is a common denominator. The mitzvah is to have a bisa mikdosh, and it's a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur, not upon the yochid. How do you have a bisa mikdosh? If everybody will cooperate in doing his utmost towards a bisamit building of bisamikdosh, so then we have a bisamikdosh. So the actual building, not only the mechamer, but even the binyan itself is only a hechsher. So this is analogous to kibud avei. So Meile Rashi says very well. Typically, the hotzon mishimelov the road the hechsher mitzvah uvloidoche lomel lemeda lemichtavoche shabsiset ishmael. So the Ramban says that when the Gemara says here hechsher mitzvah, the Gemara has reference to Mechamia, that's the Ramban Lishitosei, that the Maskona of the Gemara is that the Psukim of Shabseis HaTishmeiru Ligabe Kibud Aveim Shabseis HaTishmeiru Ligabe Bin Bisa Mikdosh have reference to Mechamia, not to Lamites Meloches. But according to Rashi, it is reference to the Lamites Meloches. So Mimele, so when we say Ligabe, that is mentioned in the connection of Binyan Samigdosh, it also has reference to Binyan Mamesh, not to Mechamer. And even that is only Hechsher. And that we learn out that where it's not a Gufa Mitzvah, only Hechsher Mitzvah, even if it's a Hechsher of a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, that is an imperative, so that is not Eiche. So we answer that question. Alright. Umiu, what Teisveh says, Tesis itself says that it could give a teretz on that kash. Umi uhoi kelemeima, avo gav di baal medoche, gav amigdosh av aminu loidoche, tmoi bikibu di vchol mili di Shabbos, av aminu loidoche, ulochi itrich mili u Pesach vitom. It mentions in the previous Tesis. In other words, that Tesis says, perhaps according to Rashi, so we learn out from the posik of Ishimi Bovif Torov Shabsis and Ishmeru, Kulchen Chayovim Bechveidi, that generally speaking, an essay is deichel ishe shebekores, but But kibudav is not deiche Shabbos, because Shabbos is not nitches. Not that kibudav is not deiche, but the Shabbos is not nitches. By kibudav, or by any mitzvah, Shabbos, just Shabbos. But any relationship with Kores other than Shabbos is nitches. V'nirri, v'chein pirash Rabbi Nechananel, di'bilavdi mechameir, di'bilavdi mechameir, Moikalov, umihochel nila vialdi, di'loilitche lav greide, di'mali kibbut, shechin hechsha mitzvah, kishemechameir, umitameir, umaniach, melharzer aveide, kidei lohobi geizlis lohobi bishastriya salav, eimachiri umalbishe. Aber bei allem die Obit Gufa Mitzwe ja auf Finom mit Kleinen bezitzes die doch. So die Gemorre ist saying, so according to the Rien, Rabbi Nechananel, and the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritva. I mean, most Rishayim. So the Maskone of the Gemorre is, when the Gemorre said, Eru Mishim Dike Le Mifrach, Ma La Hanok Shechel Mitzwe, not as Rashi says, Le Ilom Doma Le Shrek Li Basheli. No, Le Ilom Doma Le Mechameil, Chameir Achar, Achar Abahim. Chameir Achar Abahim. So then the question was, Monefshech, if the Torah in the Posik of Ishim Evoviv Terov Veshasim Shait Ishmeiro Kulkan Chayovim Bechveini has reference to Mechameir, and the Torah says that you shouldn't listen to the father who says be Mechameir, be Iveralav. So let us learn out the general principle that just as Kibudav Eim is not Deiched Alav of Mechameir. No mitzvah is Deiched Alav of Mechameir. No mitzvah is deyeche. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot learn how to generally deduce the general principle from Kulkan Chayovim Bechveidi that just as Kibudav Eim is not deyeche mechameir. So no mitzvah is deyeche, because we say the Torah here tells us that Kibudav Eim is not deyeche mechameir. Why? Because it's not a guva mitzvah, it's not beidne. Masha'in kei, a mitzvah that is beidne like mitzvah cities. So that is the Because it's not Beidne, but suppose we will have a case, an example, where it is Beidne, then he should listen to the father, but it's not so. Whenever a father tells his son to do something that involves a violation of the Torah, even if it happens to be Beidne, so he shouldn't listen. Even if it happens to be Beidne, he shouldn't listen. But according to this Gemara, he should listen. So Veimari, the Kibud Aveim, Afilaisik Biguf Mitzvah, Luidoche, the Beholin Yen Koposik, Sholo Yishmalai, Vahaine Mishum, the Berei Vinyone Kibud, Regilin Lieis al the Hersha Mitzvah, Koma Rachmone, the Luidoche Beholin Yen. The Hashte, the Kamon Poro Shapir, Hersha Mitzvah, they become also in Luidoche, the main Hersha Mitzvah, the Yen Guva Mitzvah. So Teisa says, herein we have Exeras Akoso, that Kibud Aveim, or any mitzvah like Kibud Aveim, we generally is not Bidne. So even in an exceptional situation where it is Bidne, it's not Bidne. So it's especially the Zakos. So in other words, so if somebody asks you, how do we know this whole Aloch of Bidne that Rishini mentioned? So this is the Mokir. This is the Mokir. I think the Karaneiro says that this is the Mokir for this Aloch that Rishini mentioned so many times. A concept, a principle of Bid. Where is it mentioned? It's this Gemara. It's this Gemara. Right. Now, so the thing that is strange in the Rashi, so like this, all the difficulties against Rashi can be resolved. But the thing that is strange in Rashi is the fact that according to Rashi, the Maskon of the Gemara is when the Gemara says, Elo Mishum Dike Le Mifrach, Mal Hanoch Shechin Echsham Mitzvah. So that means Leilom Domal Yishchit Li Basheli. And Mimele, and we, so here, I mean, we have Xerasako Egilu Akho, that generally speaking, so, an essay is the Echalech Vekores, only Kibudavnat. And we said that not only Kibudavnat, any mitzvah analogous to Kibudav. What does it mean? That is not a Guva mitzvah, but something that is the Guva mitzvah. Guva mitzvah and the mitzvah humans. So then is the Eche. But the Gemara says that Elva Gufo Leitzorich Kro, Elva Gufo Leitzorich Kro, and alright, so we'll say, so as a matter of fact, that Kashe we can answer very simply by saying Elva Gufo Leitzorich Kro, because there is a general principle that a Gufa Mitzvah Yubis is deiche. Masheikin Yidm is not a mitzvah yubis, because he always has a choice. Either be miyabim bechelit. So we could very simply answer that. So, but then, if we say like that, so then, according to Rashi, so it should follow that an essay is deiche elit, and sheshesh bekores. An essay deiche shebish bekores. And if we give this taret, so we can even go beyond what some achrenim say. Some achrenim say that according to Rashi, so this Gemara holds that generally speaking an essay is the Echalish Vekores. But they say Rove himself holds an essay is not the Echalish Vekores. But we can say Rove himself is not Chilikanet. Rove only says according to what we said in Rashi. So we can even go a step further than many achrenim. Because many achrenim go as far as saying that according to this Gemara, an essay dechalish bekores. But Rav himself holds an essay not dechalish bekores. But we can say no. We can say that according to Rashi, the maskona of the Gemara is that an essay, any essay that represents a mitzvah chiyuvis and gufa mitzvah, not hechsher, not mitzvah chiyuvis, is dechalish bekores. But even Rove will say that. But why does Rove say Elva Gufa Litzorich Kro? Elva Gufa Litzorich Kro, because Yidm is not a mitzvah yumis altogether. It's a Gufa mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah yumis, because it's an either or mitzvah. Either you be miyavim or you be chelitz. And the Tashbat says that if somebody takes a shvui and not to be miyavim, it's not a shvui shov. Why? Because it's not nishvul vatel zamitzvah. Because he has an alternative. Either be miyavim or be chelitz. And the same thing the Tashbat says, suppose someone takes a shvui not to be mikadeish alayayin. Even according to Rashi Nozia, that kiddush alayayin is the rice. Because most Rishonim say that only Kiddush Lov and Malm is the Raise. But Alayayin is certainly only the Rabbanon. So the Tashba says that even according to Rashi Nozir, that Kiddush Alayayin is the Raise, if somebody will take a Shvuyeh, he's not going to be Mikadosh Alayayin, it's not a Shvuyeh Shov. Why? Because there's no alternative. He can be Mikadosh Alapas. So it will be a Shvuyeh Shov if he'll take a Shvuyeh, not to be Mikadosh neither Yayin or Pas. Then it will be, according to Rashi, Shvuyeh Shov. But if he just takes a Shvuyeh, not to be Mikadosh Alayayin, since he has an alternative, to be Mikadosh either Alayayin or Pas, so it's not a Shvuyeh Shov. In other words, it's only Mitzvah Kiyumis to be Mikadosh Alayayin. So here too, he has an alternative, either to be Miyavim or to be Chelitz. True, there is more of a Mitzvah Yim than a Chlitze, Mitzvah Sivim Kedemes according to the Rabbanon of Abishol. And even according to Abishol, so on an ideal level, so he's also made there that Yidden is preferred. Only the average Jew is not on the level to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Yidden in a real way. But, so mitzvah Yidden is more than mitzvah Chlitze. But it's only mitzvah Kiyumis, not the mitzvah Kiyumis. So that's why Rabbi says, Elvi Gufa Litzorich Kro. But in Achaname, any mitzvah that is a mitzvah Chiyumis and is a Gufa mitzvah, so is the religion of Kores. So we could say that. But then, a very strange consequence will follow. According to Rashi, and this is the Chalish Bekores, and it is such a double poshut. I mean, assumed by Moses, by all the Rishenim, and by all Achenim that are limited the Hilchase, in the Chalish Bekores, that is strange to assume that according to Rashi, it is not like that. Strange to assume. And then there will be many kashes. Because there are many gemoras from which it appears that an essay is not the Yechel Eishe Shevikos. Many kashes. All right, so we can answer that kasha too. Now, but we have to see a certain Ramban. Now, the Ramban is the kasha on this Gemara. The Ramban here on our Gemara is the certain kasha. Now, if you have a Ramban, so turn to the Ramban. Davo or Medal. What did I kill on time with the Chesiv Shabsis at Ishmael? Hola voche doche. Behold, I kill on law beloved in the Chamea. Did I kill on Lidma Mohochet loy doche? Time with the Milse Rite the Chule Shmaitse. Mishin Gambelezi Shebekores. Is out right of when it's ready Gambelemene. Mish the Kromene, Vani Yodan. Umiu. Vada Ikeleme. Allo. Dilme Leilom Emeloch. Deloido. So yes, the Kashi. The Ramban. Against our Gemara. The Gemara asked, how do we know that an essay is Deich Elisah Shishyaz Bikoris? From time, this is as we only know Elisah Segreide, but how do we know Elisah Bikoris? So the Gemara said, Itztrich, Saudad Chamine Teisem Kibudavei. The Tani Yochel Kibudavei Deich Shabbos, Tavulim Arishim Vitoro, Shal Deus Dishmeru, Kulchen Chayovim Bechvei, My love don't shrink with Bashevi, the time because Rachmon is at the Ishmeru. Hola, Vochedoch. But only Kibudav is not Deich. But any other Bese is Deich. So that's the Mokia. So the Ramban is the Kashi. Umiu vada iklemei da kalom. Dil malei lamei melo, diloi doch. Dikol rachmon et boho, hadin no chola teir. Vihitztrich. Sal kreit ha mine, male chumre zute, male chumre rabbe. Vicheiche di doche leise se, shein bikores, litche sheyeit bikores, kol mashvelo. So, how can the Gemara say that we have a gil in the posik of Ishmael of Toro, as I said, Ishmael. Let's say, and assuming that the posik is reference to Shechitli Basheli, that only Kibud Aveim is not Deiche Shechitli Basheli, but any other mitzvah is Deiche, at least she becomes like Shechitli Basheli. No, maybe that's the pshat lekzer sakosu. If Shav says that Ishmael or Kulchan Chayovim Bechvedi, that Kibud Aveim is not Deiche, the least is a of Shechitli Basheli, because an essay, whether it's Kibud Aveim or any other essay, is not Deiche, Leitze Shechev Bekores. Why should we interpret this droshe in the sense that only Kibud Aveim is not Deiche? No, maybe the Pshatnik Zazakotsev is the reason as to why Kibud Aveim is not Deiche Shechitli Basheli, because Kibud Aveim is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So herein we have Xerazakotsev. That Kibud Aveim or any other mitzvah is not Deiche, Leitze Shebekores, like the Leitze of Shechitli Basheli. So, what did Teisa say? Because if the Pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuf had been that no Eze is Deiche, so let the Torah be silent. Why did the Torah have to tell us? Meiche Teisa, should I say, Misarasvore, that an essay is Deiche? After all, we only have a posik of time which says that has reference to Elisa Segreide. So we don't have any posik Ligabe Elisa Segreide. So without a posik, if the Torah had been silent, if the Torah didn't say Ami Adishem Kulchen Chayovim Bechreidi, so then I would say Mitzara Svore that the essay of Kibudav could not be Deiche Elisa Segreide. So why did the Torah have to mention? So that's a raya that only here not, but any other place, Bialme, it is there. This is what Teisa says. So the Ramban says, no. I could apply the svore, malichum rezute, malichum rabe. After all, we have Gzeras HaKosuf. We have Gzeras HaKosuf of tzitzes. The climate tzitzes, that's the Chaleisa say. So mele, I could apply the svore. What difference does it make? Leisa Shishesh Bekores, Leisa Shishayim Bekores, and the Leisa Shebe Bekores, there are no degrees of Chaymea. All Leises are on the same level. There are certain Leises that are more homo than other Leises. And still we don't say only a Leises like Klein, but is Nitche by an essay. But a Leises that is more homo than Klein is not Nitche. We don't say that. Because, to your day, I'm at the school and show mitzvahs. So, Mele, once we have Mitzvah Sakosu, the Nessa is Deich Eleisese. So, Mitzvah Svore, we should say, any Eleisese, what difference does it make? Mochomo, less Chomo. So, if the Torah didn't say, "Ani Yad Hashem Kulchem Hayom Dechreidi," I would say that the Esef Kibud Av is Deiche. So herein the Torah tells us it's not Deiche, but not only the Esef Kibud Av is not Deiche. An essay is not Deiche. Any Leishes is Shebek. Any essay is not Deiche Leishes because. This is what he asks. All right, and then he says, now let's not spend time on it because this has referenced the Gemara further. I don't know whether everyone here, I mean, went over the Gemara further. So then he says, V'yesh Leiva. So the third line, and here on the next page, V'yesh Leforish, V'leilom kol heiche dechatcho hu gamrinamene. Ma hosom loy doche, bi'al menam loy doche. Avol kinashina mikim davei, oy misas bezdin, loy doche, uchsid namo oleo, loy doche, havale kishnei ksubim aboyim kecho. V'im lamdim shalo yitro. Eloshit. So the Ramban says, I mean, this is contrary to Tesis. Tesis does not say that, you see. But the Ramban says that Enoch Name, if there had been only one posik, so then there is no reason as to why we should say that this is a gilu, that only here it is not Eiche, but any other place it is Eiche. On the contrary, it's more mistaba to say if we had only one posik, and Yad Hashem, kulche chayomim bechveidi gav kibudav, and we didn't have the posik of Aleo, so then I would say this posik of Ani Yad Hashem kulche chayomim bechveidi implies that the essay of kibudav is not deiche the loisese of chorus of Shabbos, and. Why? Because an essay is not deiche leisus sheyesh b'koretz. Instead of saying only essay of kibud aveim is not deiche, but bialme any other essay is deiche. It's more mistaber to say that the pshat in the droshe is ligufei. I mean ligufei and bialme, rather than bialme not ligufei. So if we can explain the Xerzakosov in two ways. One interpretation is that the essay of that only the essay of Kibud Aveim is not Eiche, but any other essay is the Eiche Eloisi Shevukores. And the other interpretation is that the essay of Kibud Aveim is not Eiche Shevukores, in the same way any other essay. So it's more mistaber to interpret the Droshe in the sense that the essay of Kibud Aveim is not Eiche, and then the other essay is not Eiche. But the reason as to why the Gemara said the time of the Kosar Rachmon Eshapsid and Ishmeiru Cholav Ochet Doche, because we have two psukim. Once the Gemara mentions the posik Tavi Kibud Aveim, that the Esef Kibud Aveim is not Eche, and we have the other posik of Aleo, the Kereshove of Aleo, what do they say? That the Esef of Yibn is not Eche. So that means that we have two psukim already. So then it's Shneksum Aboyim Kechot, and Shneksum Aboyim Kechot Im Lamdim. And what's the Pshat Shneksum Aboyim Kechot Im Lamdim? So then it's a Gilu the other way. That's what it means, Shneksum Aboyim Kechot Im Lamdim. So it's a Gilu the other way. We have one posik, Gabi Kibud Aveim, that it's not the Echelei Shebekores. We have another posik of Aleo, the Esau of Yidin is not the Echelei Shebekores. So why did the Torah have to mention two psukim that an essay is not the Eichel Shebekores? So that's a gilu. Only these two, but in any other place it is the Eichel. It is the Eichel. So that's why the Gemara said, "V'yesh l'foreish d'leilom kol eichad echad kro have gamrina menei ma'osam leidoche ba'al menam leidoche." Avol kidashinu mikidaveim or misas bezim. That has to do with the Gemara further. So the loy doche chesiv namo aleo the loy doche havele kishneksum aboyim keachol olam de shleitro lo sheitro. This algodaitach loy doche so aleo amole. So why do we need another posik? We already have one posik of kibud aveim. Why do the Torah have to tell us exereshove of aleo that is not eiche? So it's shneksum aboyim keachol. So it's a gilu that only in these two places it's not eiche. But in any other place, generally speaking, it is there. Some mele, if we say that, now Teisa certainly disagrees with this Ramban, but if we say that Rashi agrees with the Ramban, some mele, we don't have to draw the conclusion
that many achim do draw that according to Rashi, the maskone of the Gemara is that an essay is generally is beicher loyseshes bekores We don't have to say that because we can say that all that, in other words, when the Gemara true according to Rashi, the Ramban does not agree with Rashi in regard to the pshat in the Gemara of El Mishmidik El Mifrach. So the Ramban says El Mishmidik El Mifrach means that the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Kul Ani Adishem Kul Chayom Dechvede is reference to Mechamer, whereas Rashi says that the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Mishmidik El Mifrach means that according to Maskon of the Gemara, that Hashem Kol Chayom Bechvedika Bekibud Aveim has reference to Shechit Libashem. All right, so according to Maskon of the Gemara, so the Gemara says that Kol Chayom Bechvedi has reference to Shechit Libashem. So what does the Torah here mean tell us? That if the father tells the son Shechit Libashem, don't listen to the father. Why? So it can be interpreted in two ways, according to Rambam. Either that only kibud aveim is not deicha shechit libashelim, but any other mitzvah, a gufa mitzvah, of a mitzvah chiyuvis is deicha, or we can say that the pshat in kuch hayom bechvedi is kibud aveim is not deicha shechit libashelim, elei zeh bekores. And similarly, any other mitzvah is not deicha elei zeh bekores. Why did the Gemara here assume? Why did the Gemara here assume that the pshat in the drosha is not that kibud aveim and similarly any other mitzvah is not deicha shekores, but assumed that davke kibud aveim is not deicha, but any other mitzvah is deicha, because the Gemara at this stage on the shakla mitaya of the Gemara, even according to Rashi, and even at the point when the Gemara says Elam Shemdik Elam Mifrach Malahanoch Shechinach Shemitzveh, so that's the maskone of the Gemara, that Kul Chayom Bechvedi has reference to Shechit Libashili, but at this point the Gemara did not as yet know Roves maskone Erv Gufa Litzorech Ko. So the Gemara assumed that the Posik of Oleo applies not only to Tzoro but also to Elvo, and primarily to Elvo. So at this point, we could not say that the pshat in the Gnosakosuf of Kulchem Chayom Bechvedi, that if the father tells the son, Shreitli Basheli, he shouldn't listen to the father, the son shouldn't listen to the father, because Kibud Aveim is unique in not being capable of being Deiche Leishe Bekores, but any other mitzvah is Deiche. That's at this point, the Gemara had to say that. Why? Because at this point, the Gemara did not as yet know of Roves Teretz Erv Gufa Litzorech Ko. So Mimele, the Gemara assumed at this point, even when the Gemara gave the Teretz Elam Shemdik Elam Mifrach Malahanoch Shechinach Shemitzveh, that the Olero applies to Ervo itself, not to Tzoras Ervo. So then, once we assume, as long as we assume that the Oleo, the drosha of Oleo, which tells us that the mitzvah of Yiv is not deiche, the laces of chorus of Elvo of Achisisha. So mainly it means that we have two psukim, that two essays, that two psukim that an essay is not deiche lishvi chorus. The posik of Shavseisa Tishmeru Kul Chayom Bichvedi, and the posik of Oleo. And so far the Gemara assumed that Oleo has reference not to Tzoras Ervo, but to Achis Isha herself. So we have two psukim. So Mimele, the interpretation of Kuch Hayom Bechvedi, that the Esef Kibud Aveim is not the Echel Ishvukores, and similarly, any other essay is not the Echel Ishvukores, is negated. You can't interpret the Drosha that way. As long as we assume that the drosha of Oleo has reference to Achis Isha herself, so Mimele we cannot interpret the drosha Kuch Hayom Bechvedi Kibud Aveim is Nadeiche, and similarly any other essay is Nadeiche, because if that is the pshat, so then we have two psukim, we have shnei psukim aboyin keechot. So Mimele the other interpretation, must be adopted so far. But once Rove comes to the conclusion that Elva Gubra Litzorich Ko, so then we can accept the Maskona of the Gemara. Elo Mishum Dikele Mifrach Mala Hanoch Shechenach Mitzvah, as Rashi explains it, that Kulcha Chayovim Bechvedika Bekibud Aveim has reference to Shechetli Basheli. But Olelo does not have reference to Achis Isho, it has reference to Tzoras Achis Isho. So Mimele, we don't have Shnei Ksum Aboim Kechot, we only have one Pasik, Ligabe Leisi Sheyesh Bekores. Not two Pesukim, only one Pasik, Ligabe Leisi Sheyesh Bekores. So since we don't have Shnei Ksuvim, but only one Pasik, so then the more reasonable interpretation of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kulchen Chayovim Bechveidi is that Kibud Aveim is not Deich, and similarly, and Yad HaMitzvah is not Deich. So Memele, Rashi himself,
the don't say agree with all that and assuming that the Kodif must come up the mall. The Kodif says that they have a good one in Tzorichka. So Memele, that means that the Olelo
does not have reference to Elvo. It has reference to Tzoras Achis Isho. So the Gzeres HaKosuv of Tzoras Achis Isho is not Shnei Ksuvim with Kibud Av, because the Torah had to mention Olel in order to advise us that even the Tzorach is Isho, who without this Gzeres HaKosuv I would say Tzorach is Isho is like any other Yivomet. Why there is Nisar of Ishesach? So in any Yivomet, every Yivomet there is Ishesach, but that's the parasha of Yiv. So Memele Rashi says here at this point Elo Mishum Dikel Mifrach Malanach shechein echsham mitzvah Eloyim dama lishchit li bashir Vavilach lo yitzrich olel Dike li mifrach malanach shechit li bashiri Shechein echsham mitzvah bechil shabes Bakiras leises eo mikayim eser li kibut. So in other words, so there is, So here we have Gzeres HaKosuv that the essay of Kibud Av, even though it's an imperative, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, but in view of the fact that it's not bidne, so it's not deich.
But any other mitzvah chiyuvis, that is the idea of deich, but even is not a mitzvah chiyuvis altra. Masha'it on a mitzvah chiyuvis that is the idea is deich. The race is a chorus. So far, but once Rav says that the good mitzvah is not, so then, too, we adapt the statute of the Gemara that such is a small group of the people that have reference to Shechetli Basheli. But then, things allow the not a reference to Achis Isho itself, but to Tzoras Achis Isho. So we have only one pasuk in connection with the Gemara of the Gemara, that the pasuk of Kibud Av. And then, so it's not the Tzoras Achis Isho itself. So then, we adapt the other interpretation, the more reasonable interpretation of the Gemara. Because you don't, we can only learn out at this point, so we can learn out that the mitzvah humans and buddha mitzvah humans is difficult in the races of the past. But you and
buddha mitzvah,
it's not the last mitzvah, but it's only a buddha mitzvah to humans because they're provocative.
So
the mitzvah means that the Gemara is a kind of שואל לחיות לעניין ואתם, זה בא כדי לחיות את זה לקיצר צחו אתם את זה בצחו את זה חיות ואתם שבחרו פה הם מתשורים אתם לא תפעי יפור פה וכן שאין להם מתשורים לחיות אתם אתם?
Woo!
קשה בקרוב, אז
ככה דיסטון, נשכן את החיים, ושם בקשו את הדבר הזה כאלה, וכאלה, זה הופך לבוא את זה, זה כאלה מסתנזן, אבל זה זה כאלה מסתנזן, זה מנצות לבינות, כן למעלה, ולכן, בקרוב, שסוהל, ודנב, וזה מסתנזן, וציטות, ונקרן, וציטות, ומזמן, ודנב, ודנב,
you don't have to
talk like this, brother. Why? Because the reason we have a concept of being together, the time we can remember that not that to be tied to this system which we can live in is very much.
You may need to do this in very high places at home. To be chilek rather than to be yam, all right. There is no mass. True, there is no mass. But he'll still be lacking this mitzvah kiyumis of yivn, which is more than the mitzvah chlitze. That's the pshat according to Rashi. So Rashi can explain the Gemara that way because Rashi lishitosei he holds that in regard to leisus ekreide a mitzvah kiyumis that is not a mitzvah kiyumis can also be there. Mashein Kain, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, apparently they hold that the mitzvah kiyumis is not there. Only a mitzvah kiyumis is there. And they will certainly agree with that lotion in the Eshkel that now that the Chachomim were Ikea, the mitzvah of Tcheles in the Begetch of Pishton. So if a Jew will put in Tcheles Klayim in the Begetch of Pishton, he'll be Chayav Malkus. They'll agree with that lotion. Because since the Chachomim were Ikea,
at most,
certainly not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Some melee mitzvah chiyuvis cannot be deich. That's the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. That only mitzvah chiyuvis can be deich. So then the question arises: so the Makshin was right in his assumption that leimetev namet yufte the Rish Lakish from that. In that price it's implicit
in Baalukone. So it's implicit in that Weise that there is Trier mit Reise. Why should there be Trier mit Reise? But there is the, but it's Efsha Bechlitze. It's Efsha Bechlitze. Two, Yidden is more of a mitzvah. Mit Trabon und Abashol saying mitzvah Yidden Kedemes. And Abashol says Chlitze Kedemes because we're not in the Madrege. But on an ideal level, he would also agree that mitzvah Yidden Kedemes. Jesus Yidden Kedemes. So why does the Gemara say Levin Temen Amit Yuvta the Rishlokish? The answer is true that Mitzvah Yidden is Kedemes. Yidden is more of a Mitzvah than Chalitze. But there is no must. And in order to be Deich HaLeisa said there must be a must. There must be a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. There must be a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. So the Gemara says, Leime teve name te yufte der Rishlokish, oma loch Rishlokish, ki amina ano ich adem kaime mitzve, aber loch ech litzen mokim yivn lav mitzve. What does it mean, ech litzen mokim yivn lav mitzve? So the pshat in the Gemara is, because here we cannot apply Rishlokish's din of efshali kaim shneem. We cannot apply Rishlokish's din of efshali kaim shneem, because if the Yidden would not, if the love will not be nitre, and he will not be allowed to be miyabim, so mimele he will not be able to be chelitz either. Why won't he be able to be chelitz? Because of the halacha of kol shein eila liyidim and eila chlitze. But so we said in answering the kasher and Rashi, the asoga and Rashi. So we said because there is another drasha yishlocho yivom achas. So that doesn't present any difficulty against the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, because the Gemara says that Chof that Mistabre Chayov Lav Mitafse Begdushin and Chayov Chrisis Loi Tafse Begdushin. So the Ramban in the Chidushim and the Chof, so he explains the Gemara Mistabre Chayov Lav Mitafse Begdushin Chayov Chrisis Loi Tafse Begdushin. That the Pshat is as follows: inasmuch as we have two Pshat. We have one posik of him liachpitz, who is liab. So that kol shein liyib men lechlitz, and we have the tzasakosu will be also even teashal that yishlochu yivom achas. So meila it's mistaber to apply the posik of kol shein liyib men lechlitz not only to muberes but to every chayav ikrises. Why? Because chayav ikrises dushin is natefes. And Zike is analogous to Gdushin. What does Zike mean? The Ramban explains it at Chof. What does Zike mean? Zike means a marital attachment. What does it mean? A Yivomo is Kukol Yiv. What does it mean it's Kukol Yiv? It means she is, in a marital way, she is attached already to the Yom. She is not married to him, but she's attached to him. In a marital way. And that's the reason as to why she's Asur Lishuk. Because she is, in a marital sense, she is attached to the Yom. So now in Chayov Ikrises there cannot be Kedushin. Not only there cannot be Kedushin, if let's say a woman would for some reason become an erva to the husband, so then the Kedushin would be pocket. I mean that's mivuyah in the Rashi in Yivom Ezdaf Memtes. It, I mean, we can't visualize such a situation that a woman who had been married mikudeshes to her husband, so out of the blue sky she should become an elva to the husband. We can't visualize such a situation. But suppose we could have such a situation that a woman who for many years was not an elva to her husband, all of a sudden she became an elva. So mimele, the gdushin would be pocket. So why? Because in the halacha of itrisas gdushin in an elva, the halacha of itrisas dushin, of no itrisas dushin in an elvo, is implicit that there cannot be any ishes, let's say, between a man and a chisishtei, or between a man and his mother, between a brother and a sister. There cannot be any ishes. So just as there cannot be any itrisas dushin, there cannot be any zike, because zike by definition is a marital attachment. So mimele, since we have two psukim, we have a posik of kol shein eila yib menei lechlit, and we have a posik
of Yeshlach Yivom Achas. So even though we could apply, we could say that it's a kosov of Yeshlach Yivom Achas, she'en eilu yibn ve'eilu lechlitze, has reference not only to Chayov Lavim, but to Chayov Lavim and Chayov Krisis. And we still could apply the Rasakosuf of Imuyachpeitz called she'en eilu yibn and eilu lechlitze, we could apply it to Mubareth. But it's mistaber to apply the Rasakosuf of Imuyachpeitz not only to Mubareth, but all Chayov Krisis. Why? Because there is a svore in saying that they may lay a chlitze. Because if chlitze is required, it means there is a marital attachment. And if it's a chayove, if chayove chrises, so there is no tvisas dishon, so it's mistaber to assume that there is no marital attachment. Masheinke chayove lavn, so there is no svorek to say that there is a kosov of koshin lo yimeni lechlitze applies to chayove lavn. Why? After all, kedushin is teifes, why shouldn't zikas chlitze be teifes? But it's unreasonable to assume that Zikas Chlitze is teifes in Chayov Krisis. Gdushin is not teifes. Why should Zikas Chlitze be teifes? This is how he explains it. So Mimele, the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo, they all explain this Gemore. Omar Chul Rish Lokish, Ki Amina Ano Hechadim Kaimen Mitzvah, Aval Hoche Chlitze Mok Yivn Lav Mitzvah. So Rashi explains it. And there's a plain pshat in the Gemara, because it's not a shalikayim shneyim. It's not a shalikayim shneyim, because yibim is more of a mitzvah. So Rashi can explain it that way, even though there is no mas. So it's still not a shalikayim shneyim, because a mitzvah kiyum is can also be deyche. But if in on the level of mitzvah kiyum is, so yibim shchlitza would have the same superiority. Mitzvah superiority as Yibim. So then Yibim on the level of Mitzvah Kiyumis it would be after time Shneyem. So the Gemara says, no. Avol hoche chlitze mokim Yibim lav Mitzvah. That on the level of Mitzvah Kiyumis, so it's after time Shneyem. True, he'll not be an Abayan if he decides to be Chelitz. He will not be a Chetei. He could be a Yisrael kosher, even if he is not Miyav, he is Chelitz. But he lack the mitzvah, kiyumis of Yivim, which on a mitzvah kiyumis level, it is superior to the mitzvah kiyumis of Chlitze. Mitzvah Yivim Kodemes. So maybe it's Yev Shalikayim Shneyem. But the Ramban and the Rashbo cannot explain it that way, cannot explain the Gemara that way, because they hold that a mitzvah kiyumis cannot be deiche, only a mitzvah chiyumis can be deiche. So how can the Gemara say, avol hoche chlitze mokim yivim lav mitzvah, because there is superiority in the mitzvah kiyumis of yivim vis-a-vis chlitze, but the mitzvah kiyumis is not deiche altogether. So the answer is, so the Ramban was forced to explain the Gemara, avol hoche chlitze mokim yivim lav mitzvah, because there is a gzeres hakosuv of kol she'en eile l'yibim, en eile l'chlitze. And mele, if you are going to say that there is no yibim, because it's efshah b'chlitze, so then there couldn't be chlitze either. And if there is no, so mele, it's efshah l'kayim shneyem. Because it could be efshah l'kayim shneyem, if one of the two could be done. But here, if yibim cannot be done, so chlitze cannot be done. Some mele, so neither yibim will be done, nor chlitze will be done. Some mele, it's yev shalikayim shneyeh. Some mele, there is tchiyeh. Some mele, there is tchiyeh. And a mitzvah chiyum is left. Because to say, let there be chlitze, not yibim. Some mele, yibim couldn't be done either. Yibim wouldn't be ale either, you see. I mean, so chlitze couldn't be, let there be chlitze, not yidim. So mele chlitze couldn't be fulfilled either because kol shein ele yidim, mein ele le chlitze. This is how the Ramban and the Rashbo explain this Gemara. All right, now, in 2 minutes, I want to start the shiur mikvahs. In other words, the Gemara is discussing this question: why does the Torah have to mention a special Berach HaKosuv of Harel
one cannot be miyabim and achisisho, even without a special zeras hakosu. Why should we say that the eser of yibum should be deiche a leisa sheyesh bekoris? Why should we say that the eser of yibum should be deiche a leisa sheyesh bekoris? Alright. Now, the tesis yochel yisyor yodom b'samigdosh, so we already discussed when we learned the Gemara. Now, so thesis means Yochel Yisrael and Sabitosh. Thesis was bothered by the question, how is it that the Gemara says Yochel Yisrael Yodom Bisamikdosh in connection of Meiro Bisamikdosh, and the Gemara doesn't raise that question in connection with Meiro Bisamikdosh? So thesis says, Gabi Obi Ruz Achlimake, Yukitish Lishtach Lishim Elohus, Alu Gabi Amikdosh Yifrim Shindahab Dabash Abidushim. Now, so thesis doesn't mean that because Mikdash Yidomash Medushay Sochas Vishorem, one could have self laitoch that he should be Mishtach Mishim Elohus. I mean, so then it makes the Bisamikdash in Tnav Rizore, so it doesn't make any difference who the Rizore is. But Tesis means there is a special heter. There is a special heter to be Mishtach with another. And that's a special drosha. There is a Mishtach with Lohem, there is a Ovdein. Aval, at the Mishtach with Lohem, she can use. A special drosha. I mean, that's the heter for Esther to kneel before Achashverosh, or I mean, what heter does anyone have to kneel before a king? So because there is a special heter, avolat mishtach vodosh kleis. As long as the person, the human being, to whom one is mishtach v'derech kovet, is not never, but once the human being is Nevad, is considered Navizore, a deity by certain people, like Homon, so then you're not allowed to be Mishtachle to him even Derech Kovet. You see, now Homon didn't care whether Mordechai would be Mishtachle to him, Mishim Elohus, or Derech Kovet Baalme. He wouldn't have minded, what difference did it make to him? But Mordechai was misunderstanding himself, because Homon was an Avrizore. Once one becomes an Avrizore, there is no heter avolat mishtach v'lodim shekemis. Yochei rafu nevat kahomon talmud leima. So, but as long as a human being is not treated as an Avrizore by certain people, so then you're allowed to be mishtach v'to him, derech kovet. So memele, so that's only in regard to a human being, mashenke to a behemoth, or to a tree, or let's say to a star, let's say derech kovet would involve an iser avrizor. Somebody will be mishtachve to the sun, to the moon, to the stars, derech kovet. He'll be an iser avrizor. He will not be chayiv misa. So gabi oviv goviv luhutzach leimake, because in so far as ishtachvoye to an av, to a father, to a mother, derech kovet. So of course it's muter, it's in the mitzvah. If it's the derech of people to be mishtachve to a noble person, so then it comes within the mitzvah of meiro aveim to be mishtachve to aveim. Let's say, if people are accustomed to be mishtachve to a nobleman, so memele, it comes within the mitzvah of meiro aveim to be mishtachve to a father and a mother too. Today, it's not a practice to be mishtachle to any person. So, memele, one is not mechuyev to be mishtachle derech kovet, to a father or a mother. On the contrary, it might even be a bizoyen, because no one does it. But where it is customary to be mishtachle derech kovet, to a sar, to a melech, so then it comes within the mitzvah to be mishtachle to a father or a mother derech kovet. So, memele, we couldn't say Yochel Yisyore Yodom Yovi Vimei that he should be Mishtachve Derech Kovet Lo Vimei Talmud Leima. No. Why no? Yes. So, and Bishim Elohus, there couldn't be such a Salvin Aitor, that would be Amrizore Mamesh. Mashinki Likabe Migdosh. So, we don't have the heter of being Mishtachve to the Migdosh. So, if somebody will be Mishtachve, let's say, to a beautiful building, Derech Kovet, Derech Ave, he'll be even a Misra of Amrizore. If somebody mishtachve, so one could say, but to be mishtachve, that one is allowed to be mishtachve to the Beis Hamikdosh derech kovet. So Talmud Leima, no, that there is no heter to be mishtachve to the Beis Hamikdosh derech kovet. Yes.
There's a minute to walk away from the room of where there's a mace, backwards,
they're a code. That's not Ishtachvoye.
But Ishtachvoye then would be the same Yisrael. The mace is there.
There is no Yisrael. I mean, that's a meaning of Kovet. I mean, backwards. But that's not Ishtachvoye. Or to bow to a mess is also. Kedusha Ram Sanhedrin says that to bow to a mess, even to a tzaddik, so it involves a nisar of Avodah Zarah. It's a nisar of Avodah Zarah, mamish. To bow to an angel, to a malach, malach mechoel, Gavriel. If one will bow to a malach, derech kovet will be even a nisar of Avodah Zarah. And if somebody will bow, I don't think that there is any such stupid person will do it. But if somebody will bow derech kovet to the Baal Shem Tov Zecheinu Levroche, he'll be even a nisar of Avodah Zarah.
Because there the situation is where the person isn't present at all.
What?
Not even the goof is present. It's not.
No, it doesn't matter. The Chidush Aram says. All right. Anyway, that's the chapter. Now, the Gemara. Yes?
When you have Shua, a Malach of Hashem came to Shua and he bowed down.
He didn't know it was
wrong. And also with Avraham Avinu, when the Shosh Malachim came, he bowed down.
All right, so then they came to him. So the same heter, you see, the same heter that applies to a human being applies to a Malach, and the Malach comes to you. So it's we go out in a human being. But if he doesn't come to you, so it's just like bowing to a nifter, you see. Some melee, it involves an Issa Fabrizo. Alright. So, Vizel Mera Migdosh, Vikonis Odom Barabai, Vimakli Malu Pendose, Vahavak Sokabrago, Vyasenu Kapandri, Vikim Kalachim, Vaili Yellow. Now, so the Russian is Vikonis Odom Barabai. So that means that there is a Chiyuv of Mera Migdosh, even in connection with Arabai, not only in connection with Azor. Now, the Rambam, Shiti is that it's Midrais. The Meiri here on Yevomes, he says that the mitzvah deraisa of Meir Mikdosh, applies only to the Hazor. That's called Mikdosh. The Harabais is not called Mikdosh Stam. Certain places, so the Harabais is also designated by the term Mikdosh. But usually in a stamp, Mikdosh does not have reference to Harabais, only to Hazor. But here the Gemara says, so he says that's only Midrash Sefer. But the Rambam Shita is that it's Midrash. In other words, there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Meire, whether the Chiyuv of Meire for the Harabais is a Chiyuv of Meire Midrash, or only Midrabonot. According to Meire, it's only Midrabonot. According to the Rambam, it's Midrash. Now, the Shita of the Yireim is, and some say that the Rambam Shita is also like that. But the Yireim says it in so many words that the mitzvah of Mikdosh Hetero applies to what the Knesset and what the Midrash is Midrash. Because of Rabbi Yitzchok's Halacha, V'eilu lahem l'Mikdosh Miyat, Eilu but the Knesset and what the Midrash is b'Yisrael. So in other words, Ibis HaKnesses and Ibis HaMedrash has a Chalei Shem Mikdosh Miyat. So Mimele the Yireim says that there is a mitzvah of Mele Midrash. Now some say that the Rambam Shita is also like that. That there is a mitzvah of Meir Midrash in connection with the Bisakneses and Bisamedrash. And why? Because the Rambam says in connection with the love of Lisasun Kila Nishem Lekechem, so that's a love that implies, an Nisar to be native and even from the Bisamidosh. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that it applies even to Bisakneses and Bisamedrash. There is a Nisa Raisa, there is no Malkes, but there is a Nisa Raisa, that is, if somebody will be native an Eved of a Shul or of a Yeshiva, so it will be, according to the Rambam, he'll be, besides the Nisa Mazik, I mean, Mazik applies to everything, so it will be either a Nisa of Lissas and Kira Lishem Lechichem. So, Mimela, there are many who say, so we see that the Rambam Shite is that Mikdash Miyat is a Chalei Shem Midraisa, not Midrabar. It manifests itself in connection with the Lama Sassikil HaShemakechem. So why shouldn't it manifest itself in connection with the mitzvah of Mikdosh Hetero? So many say that the Rambam also agrees with the Yireim. On the contrary, the Rambam even goes further than the Yireim. The Yireim only applies the concept of Mikdosh Miyat regarding the mitzvah of Mikdosh Hetero, but it doesn't apply it regarding the Leisa Sefer Sassikil HaShemakechem, and the Rambam applies it even in regard to Lisasun Kila Shemakechem. So one thing is clear, in view of the fact that the Miri Shita is that Meiro Harabais is only with Rabbanon. So his Shita certainly is that the mitzvah of Mikdosh HaTorah does not apply with Raise to be Sakness and Bisamedrash, because if the Yireim had held, he had agreed with the Shita of the Yireim that it applies with the Raise to be Sakness and Bisamedrash, so Harabai shouldn't be Gorat and be Sakness and Bisamedrash. It's much more than a Mikdash Meat. So apparently the Shita of the Miri is that the mitzvah, the Raise of Mikdosh HaTorah applies only to Mikdosh Mamish. So really he says, Midrash Mamish are not only Bisakneses, Bisamedrash is not Midrash Mamish. Even Harabais is not Midrash Mamish. What is Midrash Mamish? Midrash Mamish, that's only the Azor. That's only the Azor. Alright, now, the Gemara here says, Evein li elo bizman she bisamidrash kayem. Bizman she im bisamidrash kayem. Minayim, Talmud leim ha-reshep seis ha-tishmeh. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. In Beis Apriyo, the Rambam says that even the Mandomar in Gemore, who says that Kedusha Shniyo is Kitcho Mishaito, Loi Kitcho Rosid Lovei, that's only the Kedusha Seart Yisroel, which manifests itself with Kedusha Mesoma Yisroel, Mitzvah Satu Yisboret, so on. So there is one Mandomar who says that even Kedusha Shniyo is Loi Kitcho Rosid Lovei. The Rambam paskens that Kedusha Shniyo in regard to Seart Yisroel is Kitcho Rosid Lovei. However, in regard to Kedusha Smigdosh and Yerushalayim, so everybody agrees that even Kedusha Rishayno is Kitcho Rishayto and Kitcho Rosidlov. Even the Mandoma who says that even Kedusha Shniyo is Loi Kitcho Rosidlov, but in regard, in connection with the Eretz Yisroel, but he'll be made that in regard to Mikdosh and Yerushalayim, so even Kedusha Rishayno is Kitcho Rishayto. Lishaito ulosidone. Even Dusha Rishem is Kisho Shai ulosidone. The Raived is Chelik. And the Raived says, at the contrary, that even though we pasken that Kedusha Shniyo in regard to Eretz Yisroel is Kisho Lishaito and Kisho Lishaito, that's only in regard to Eretz Yisroel. But in regard to Mikdosh and Yerushalayim, So there, even Kedusha Shniyo is like Kisho Lishaito, not only Kedusha Rishayno is like, just at the opposite pole of the Rambam. Just, the Rambam says that even Kedusha Rishayno is Kisho Lishaito, and the Raivet says, in regard to Mikdash V'Yerushalayim, so even Kedusha Shniyo is like Kisho Lishaito. Now, oh, the Rambam says, in Perek Vov Hilchos Bisapchireh, Haloch Yudalet Esvor Tezayin, he says, "Lifichoch makrivin kolach kavonis kulon afopishin shom bayis bonu veichlin kochikochim bechol azora afopishin chaver veivo vin mekepes vimchitze veichlin kochim kalim bayis hashedi bechol yerushalayim afopishin shom chemeis shadusha rishenok kishlo shayt mitzvazlovik vilomo ani eimeir vimikdash yerushalayim kedusha rishenok kishlo sedlovik uvikdusha shoyer tisroel liyeshvi yisumaisches chayitze ben roi kishlo sedlovik lifishe kedusha samikdash yerushalayim lipnei hashchine ushchino ein ofteir. והרי הוא איבר והשימייסס מקדושיכם ויאמרו חכומים אף על פי ששמומים בקדושו סומנים אבל חיו באורץ בשביס ובמייסטריס אלה אלו מפני כיבוש רבים וחיו שניו ככו אורץ מידיהם בוטל הכיבוש ונתרום נתרו במאסטריס ומשביס שהרי לא מארץ ישראל וחיו שאולו עזרה וקיצ'ו וקיצ'ו וכיבוש אלו בחזוקה שהרזיק בו ולפיכו קולמוקים שהרזיק בו אלי בובל ונזכדש מבשס עזרה השניו ומקודש היין ואף על פי שמילקח הארץ ממנו וחי בשביס ולמייסס על הדרך שבארנו בלכסטר תזה רמוש עומר אברום סבור עשה עצמי יזו ולא ידעתי מה אין לי סודן יסז ובכמה מקיימס במשנים עם שומיל או שנירקה ובגמור העמוד נפול מחיצס, אל מנדום הדו שרשינו לקישור הסדלובי, לא יחילק במקדש לירושלים משור ארץ ישראל. ולא יעיד, אלא שאני אמר, שאפילו לרבי איסי, דיומה הקדיש או שניו, קישור הסדלובי, לא יאמר אלו משור ארץ ישראל, אבל לירושלים ולמקדוש לא יאמר. ולפי שהוא יודע עזרה, שהמקדוש לירושלים עשידים להשתנס, ולהסקדש קידוש אחר אלומי, בכביד הדשם לאילו, כך נגלה לי מסיד הדשם לראו, לפיכוך הנכנוס עד השום, אין ביקורס. So he says, this is like Kishlo Sivorei, so if somebody enters the Mikim HaMikdosh, the Mikim HaZor, so he's not Chayef Kores, because it's like Kishlo Sivorei. Now the Roshan of the Ram, of the Raived is, the Roshan of the Raived is, לפיכוך הנכנס עתו שום, אין ביקורס. Why does he say לפיכוך הנכנס עתו שום אין ביקורס? He should tell us in Bia Chidesh, לפיכוך מותר להיכנס אך סוף שום. מותר להיכנס אך סוף שום. Why אין ביקורס? Why אין ביקורס? So it's משמע that it's only a tour of chorus, but also it is. Now why should it be also? Now why should it be also? Why should it be also? Now, so, I heard from, not on this, on this I didn't hear from my father, but I heard from my father about something else. The Rambam says, Ubamelis kacho, bigdusho gishenu shekicho shleimim, shehu kideisho azoro v'Yerushalayim, v'ishayton, v'kicho v'osidlovi. So who was Mikadish Dushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash, Dusha Rishayim of Yerushalayim and Mikdash? Who? Shleim. The Gemara in Zlochim, Daf Chof Dalel, I think, says the Gemara raises a question there in connection with the Aveide. Suppose it's in Nekar Eben Me'aritzpo. Suppose one of the stones in the Ritzpo of the Azoro was removed, and the Kayan was doing the Aveide, he was standing, you know, in the groove, whether it's all right or not. So the Gemara has an Abaye, Ki Kodesh David, Atim Are Kodesh, Oiloi. In other words, after all, he was not standing on the Ritzma Dazor, the Ritzma Dazor was removed. So is the Aveide all right? Because we can say that when David was Mikadish, the Mikdosh, he was Mikadish, not only the Ritzpo. He was Mikadish, the Mikdosh, that became a Mikdosh, Atehim Arof, all the depths of the Mikdosh. So when he stands on the Karka beneath the Ritzpo, because the Ritzpo was removed, he still stands on the Mikdosh. It's also Kodesh, or not. So the Rosh Nagmore is, Ki Kodesh David, Atehim Arof Kodesh. So we see that who was Mikadish? Yerushalayim and Mikdosh, not Shleime. David was Mikadish. And the Rambam says that Shleime was Mikadish. Ubamen is Kacho, Mikdusha Vesheino, Shikicho Shleimo, Shulkidish Azor of Yerushalayim, Rishaito, Mikdusha Zikore. So I heard from my father, now there is a Gemore in Megillah. Rabbi Yitzchok said, Shomati Shemakrivim Bishonio. Matrivim Bishonio. Bishonio, he was his son, Chonio was his son of Shimna Tzadik. And he escaped to Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, and there he built a beautiful edifice. And there were the Makriv Kobones. Kobones for the Rebbein Shalom. So now there is a Nisa to be Makriv Kochim Bechutz. Now, so anyone who was Makriv Kobones in the edifice, in Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, so he was even a Nisa Kores of Makriv Kochim Bechutz. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, Shomati Shemakrivim Bibeischein. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not, we are not allowed. But why did Rabbi Yitzchok have his Al-Gedaitoch that we can be Makri Bibeischonio? Because Kosova Kicho Vishaito Veloi Kicho Vashitva. So mainly with the Chub, so the Gdushe was bought. So Memele, since the Gdushe is bottled, so there is no Mokim Amidosh that is Kodesh, so Bomis is Mutem. So Memele, Bomis is Mutem. But the Gemara says that it's not like Rav Yitzchok, because even if we say that Loikich Osidlovei, so he cannot be Makriv Kobones in the Har HaMori, or he cannot be Makriv. And Mokim Amidosh, he cannot be Makriv. But in any other place, it's also Osa to be Makriv. Bomis are still Osa. So we see that even if we say that Kdusho, Rishenu, Kdusho Shlio, is Kicho Rishaito, Loi Kicho Sinove, so that means that the Haram Rio does not have any Kdushe. But you cannot be Makriv Bomis. Why can't you be Makriv Bomis? In other words, if there is no Kdushe in the Haram Rio, if it's bottled, so we should be allowed to be makriv bomitz. So I heard from my father that actually there are two kedushas. Now there is a kedushas b'samigdosh. Now the kedushas b'samigdosh, so Shleime built the b'samigdosh and the Haram Rio, Yerushalayim. But before Shleime, before David, so the Mishkan was the Mikdosh. The Mishkan had three Machnes, Machne Yisrael, had Machne Leviye, Machne Shchine. Machne Shchine is the counterpart of the Azore. Machne Leviye is the counterpart of the Harabais. Machne Yisrael is the counterpart of Yerushalayim. And then in Gilgal, so we had the Mikdosh, so we had the three Machnes. And then we had in Shirei. So Shilei also, we are Makriv Kobones, and we ate Kochim Kalim, and Maisa Sheini. So Shilei had the Kedushas Yerushalayim, and Kedushas HaMikdosh. And then we had Nei giving. So Mishkan, and Gilgal, and Shilei, and Nei giving also had the Kedushas HaMikdosh, and Kedushas Yerushalayim. But until the Beis HaPchiro, they're not called Beis HaPchiro, because only the Beis HaPchiro, the Hamario in Yerushalayim, were chosen. So in other words, but the other Mikdoshes, Mishkin, Gilgal, Shilei, Neiv, Gimei, had the Kedushas HaMikdosh, it did not have a Chalei Shem B'Sapchiro. B'Sapchiro means Poye Yishiv Ki V'Sir. As the name B'Sapchiro implies, in other words, it was chosen. It cannot be any other place. So in other words, so there are two Kedushas. There are two Kedushas. There is a Kedushas B'Sapchiro, and there is a Kedushas HaMikdosh. There's a Kedushas Beis HaPchiro and there is a Kedushas HaMikdosh. So, Kedushas Beis HaPchiro means that Yerushalayim was chosen as the place and no other place. The place. Le'ilum Moed. Atzim Kol HaDeres. Haram Rio was chosen as the place and no other place. That's Kedushas Beis HaPchiro. And then there is a Kedushas HaMikdosh of Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim manifests itself in being allowed to eat Kochim Kalim and Maisa Sheini. The Kedusha of the Mikdosh, of the Azore, manifests itself in being able to be Makriv Korbanes, and so on and so forth. Kedusha Sarabais manifests itself in many Halochas. So, those, the dinim of Kedusha Yerushalayim and Mikdosh applied to Mishkan too. So you had Machne Yisrael, which was, well, like Yerushalayim, Machne Levi, which like Arabais, Machne Shchine. And it applied to Shilei, to Neiv, to give it. Masha'im came, Kedushas Beis HaPchiro, Poyeshev Ki V'Sio, that applies only to Yerushalayim and Haram Rio. It did not apply to any other Mikdoshes that we had. So, Mimele, there are two separate Kedushas. There is one Kedusha of Kedushas HaMikdosh of Yerushalayim. Who was Mikadish? When the Rambam says Shleimi was Mikadish, the Rambam has reference to Kedushas Mikdosh of Yerushalayim, that Shleimi was Mikadish. How could David be Mikadish? I mean, Shleimi was the one who built the Beis HaMikdosh. Not David, but when the Gemara says Ki Kodesh David Atei Ma'are Kidesh, that is reference to Kedushas Beis HaPchiro. Because it's mentioned in Shmuel that David was dedicated the Yerushalayim. He purchased this for Arena Ibusi and so on. So that is also a Kedusha. It wasn't just a purchase that he made. He was Mikadish Yerushalayim. He was Mikadish Yerushalayim. That it should become affected with the Kedusha of Beis HaPchiro. That is the only place that can be used for Yerushalayim and the Mikdosh. So the Mele, there is no stire. Kedushas Beis HaPchiro was affected by David. Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdosh, which was possessed by Mishkan and Shilei and even Gimel, that was Niskadeish by Shleimi. So Mimele, when the Raibet says, so there is Reb Yitzchok, Hava Mina was that if we say that Kedusha Rishayno and Kedusha Shniyo is Kitchel Rishayto and Kitchel Rishayto and Lovei, so then the whole Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdosh is Poka. Not only the Kedushas HaMikdosh and Yerushalayim, but even Kedushas Beis HaPchiro. So maybe we, if there is no Kedushas Beis HaPchiro, so it's muta to be Makriv B'Bomeis. It's muta to be Makriv B'Bomeis, if there is no Kedushas Beis HaPchiro. But the Maskon of the Gemara is no. That it's not like Rav Yitzchok. In other words, that even if we are to assume the Dusha Rishino and Dusha Shlio is Kitchel Shaito Loikitos at Lavey. So the Dusha Yoshlai and Migdosh is Poka. But Dusha Bisaprio remains. Dusha Bisaprio remains. Now, since Dusha Bisaprio, since Dusha Bisaprio remains, so Mele, it's also to be Makribomes. Because there is Yerushalayim and the Har HaMorio are still affected with the Kedusha of Poyeshev Kehilisio. So Meile, that excludes Hakove in any other place. But in view of the fact that Slokicho said Lobe, if we say Lokicho Lobe, so even on that place you cannot be Mikadish right now. So we have to be Mikadish at anew. And we have to bestow the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim if we say Lokicho said Lobe. But Beis HaPrio it is. That is certainly Kicho Lishaito, Kicho Lishaito.